Okay, kind of, I think, a report from Ole, management-wise, overall ranch-wise, family-wise.
Family are fat and happy last time.
Contract-wise.
I generally have my briefcase here with all the notes I've made for the week, but I thought today time would be probably better spent other places. Let's see. We talked about the grazing and what's going on. One question I had is the locking of the gate during hunting season up there. We've had one inquiry so far, but we've had an awful lot of traffic this month, and the gate has been left. No, we don't.
Responsible.
I mean, we are planning to. When should we lock it? How long should it be locked for? And whatnot.
We have a sign too that says the gate. We used to post a sign down here that says the gate at the head of Meadow Canyon is locked. Please check with.
We need one up on up. We're crossing.
We're planning on having two signs made up. One to go up ahead of Meadow Canyon, and the other we're going to put illegally in the forest up there, so they don't come down
to the loop.
And simply say, attention hunters, Deer Springs Ranch gate locked, no hunting. And then if somebody comes down, and then I also have a chain that's that big around, and a case hardened lock, and short of an acetylene torch, that thing ain't coming open. So.
Right.
Because last year they tried breaking my one little Hampton lock part that stayed. I wrote them a testimonial, and then somebody came down with a pair of bolt cutters and cut the chain. But they will not cut this chain. I guarantee that.
I think that's good. I just had a property last week out in the old movie fort that guy went in right in the middle of the day. A neighbor reported. Larson saw him out there with bolt cutters, cut all the chains and went right in and with the four wheeler. And a pickup truck with the four wheeler in the back of it. And just like the audacity of some of these hunters is.
Well, we've had an awful lot of traffic, and the worst part is they left the gates wide open. And at the time, you know, when Brent's cattle are up there, that sends his cattle up onto the mountain, and then they mix with the people at Crawford, and that just, the amount of fuel and time that it takes to recover cattle that head, because this time of year, they head somewhere. And
Young Meadows up there are really nice.
I look at an open gate like that and wonder, how long's it been open? And I look at the tracks through the middle, and I go, crying out loud. Because just some schmucko doesn't know how to shut a gate.
When does the rifle stuff hunt start, Larry?
October 19th or 20th.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting those signs made, getting one posted right here at the head of Meadow Canyon, putting the other one.
You ought to have the policy yearly that it's, you know, locked up on the 1st of October and then opened again on what, so people that also know about it can count on it.
Well, we have in the past. That's pretty much.
You can even put it on the sign.
Here you get
gate will be locked.
Manager.
Is there public hunting north of us at all, in between here and the highway?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's still
limited entry.
Right. Isn't it limited entry clear to the next...
Clear to Highway 12.
You know, and usually my thought has been that with limited entry hunters, they're a little more respectful of rules and
not the
gates. Yeah.
Well, but it's their constituency that does it.
Not
have one guy with a tag and 40 people in his camp driving around.
It's a 50-50 deal. 50% of them are more respectful, and the other 50% are saying, hey, I'm a limited entry. I either drew it or I bought it, and so I deserve... You know, some of these guys are paying $20,000 to $40,000 for the tag, and that gives them the right to go anywhere they want to go.
I'd be happy for them to spend another $20,000 to get their vehicle out of impound.
I do want to, what number do I put on there as far as, you know, limited access, permission to trespass?
616-1234.
And I'll just tell them no.
No? Okay.
Yeah. And just say, call for your confirming no answer.
I was also thinking that it might not be a bad idea just to throw in for 1 week a little blurb in the sun. Attention hunters, Meadow Canyon Road will be closed during hunt.
Yeah.
And here's what happened. Last year I had a guy coming down the road and it had rained. And guys are standing up and back in the truck. They got the binoculars on. And I stopped them right there at Metal Canyon and Broad Hall. And I says, you're on private property. And you have been since you came through that gate up there. And I says, my biggest concern is the simple fact that you tore my roads up. Because the road, wow, that's not bad at all.
Hardly spun at all.
Right. Anyway, this guy.
Second, you're trespassing. Get the heck off.
Of course, I wasn't going up there at the time to lock the gate. I just simply said, there's the way out, and you might as well go around because I'm going right up to lock the gate. Well, this guy goes into town to the sheriff's office and tells the sheriff that I should kick him off a public road. And the sheriff told him, unequivocally, you were not on a public road, you were on a private road, and he had all the right in the world to tell you not to drive on. And so anyway, I like the idea. You just put a sign up, hunters, gate locked, your private ranch closed to hunting, blah 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 blah.
The problems that we've run into in the past are we've been using the Deer Springs lock. Supposedly that Deer Springs members have a key to, so that if they come and go, they can get in and out.
Well, we get them from the manager.
Yeah.
The key.
Yeah, so I think we've never even heard of any key or anything.
Yeah, me neither.
I've yet to see a key or whatever. I mean, it's locked and locked.
Yeah, I think we'd
go to Ole to get it. Yeah,
we know we go to
Ole.
But that whole key issue will dovetail nicely with your tags.
Right.
Those come along. That will be the perfect chance to tell everybody all about it. In fact, you can put it on there somewhere and find print or something.
I don't think you need to put on the sign because if we're all members, we know to go to Ole to key. We shouldn't be telling the public to come to Ole.
Well, no phone numbers. If it says Deer Springs Ranch, they'll call me. I'll tell them.
Okay, you're gonna lock the
no, you did
the gate in Stone Canyon too. Then
just say no.
There's no, I don't know.
What do you say?
The gate, the side canyon entrance. Are you gonna lock that one too? And
the cable.
We can lock them all if you want. But the problem with the Slide Canyon one and the problem with the Broad Hollow one coming up from the BLM is that they just go around those.
I'm not sure that that's as... If we rock that...
That's not
one,
where they come from anyway.
It's
people on the Ponce unit trying to come down in that you have trouble with. There's rarely somebody coming off of there.
I think we identify, a lot of people know they can just go up Meadow Canyon and go right into the forest.
Right.
And so if we put something right at the turnoff,
right.
Everyone I've talked to, every one of these hunters, they all say, well, your signs are confusing. That's really confusing.
They always tell me, I didn't see any sign. I think, how could you not?
I tell them all the same thing. I says, then I don't know how you got your tag if you can't read English. because I don't think there's any confusion.
Well, it's pretty hard to read those signs when you're going 45 or 50 miles.
Exactly.
I thought I saw a sign.
Wait, we didn't shoot it yet. Let's shoot it.
That's the other thing.
I saw a 4 or 5 point drinking right along the side of the road on my way out there today.
There were two good 4 points at Broad Hollow turnoff right there.
Red Cyril saw a giant buck at the near Broad Hollow yesterday. He said, giant, like 38, 40 inch wide.
Probably your pet. That's Brent's pet. Yeah,
that's my pet.
All right, back to business.
Okay. So we say implement the signs and the locks, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
October
1st.
I'll make that motion.
October 1st.
I second that motion.
I agree.
I think mid-October, just long enough before the hunt that it's not a... you got to catch the scouters too.
Right.
Yeah.
October 1st is probably the best way.
Who seconded, John?
Well, that fourth elk hunt starts on the wind.
No, I can't.
As soon as you can get the sign.
All in favor?
Aye.
Come on in.
What day are we putting them up?
Well, as soon as I can get the signs made up, I just was waiting for you guys to talk about it. I'll call tomorrow or Monday and get them making the signs, and then as soon as I got them done, I'll get them out here. We'll put them up and lock the gate.
Right. You need me to put a post in? Let me know.
And then all members will have to know to get a hold of Ole to get a key to get in and out if they're.
Yeah, we'll hang it right next to the cabin keys.
Who's trapped?
Well, they get up there and then they have to turn around.
That's why.
When I was in Anemone, a guy bragged to me about how he'd shot the lock off at Deer Springs Ranch. not too many years back. He said, I drove all the way down that road, and there was a lot. Sons of bitches, he says, I pulled out my... And he didn't have any idea how I was connected to the man.
No.
Where are you? Oh, down in that country. Let me. And he told me about shooting the lock off of that. And so your case-hardened lock should be a...
Ricochet.
A welcome...
Well, there's bullet marks in
frustration.
In the post and in the gate, you can see bullet...
Well, yeah, isn't that what that little box is for? Mm-hmm.
Stick the lock up in?
Well, that box is on the old pole that they hooked a winch in the Jeep and ripped the whole post out. So I took a big steel pole and dug a hole about 60 feet with the down.
I think it's going down the fence 100 feet and clip the wire and drive through.
Why do you want to put that sign up there?
No. If
you're in trying to turn this gate apart,
I just don't know why they'd go to all the effort with a big iron gate when there's
Larry,
wire right
there. We need to borrow one of your wildlife cameras.
Oh yeah, he wants to put a
motion. Put it up there near the gate in the trees.
You want one? Yeah. Bill Kettler had one pointing at his tent that I cut the lock on and took down. I'll give it to you.
We were thinking if we put one at license plate level, no matter who pulls up to that gate, that cam is going to take the license plate.
Yeah. I don't mind. I mean, I'll take a trip up every single day.
I'm up there twice a day.
Yeah. Morning, just to pick it up and find out who these. They killed Kenny! Don't be watched out for it.
Okay. Hey, have you decided to sign the contract yet?
I signed the contract.
Yeah, he signed the contract last meeting.
That was on the list, so I
brought it to the last meeting in Canada, signed it and ready to go.
Yeah.
Along with, I give you like 3 or 4 things.
So who has it now?
Linda has it.
I thought Linda, I was sitting, Bob Becker was here, and I remember
you signing it, and then I remember Bob asking about it, and you got your briefcase out and gave it to somebody, and then I haven't asked for it or looked for it since.
Well, I was over looking at Girls Gone Wild on the computer. Were you guys, did you guys decide about the Kubota thing?
Yeah, I mean, we're just waiting for a ride. The first available transportation to
Canada. I've already talked to Alan, he'll haul it in. And you guys got my email on the, I'm going to buy a culvert, my expense, and I'll put it in at my time.
You tell me where you're talking. You're talking about the west side of the Broad Hollow Road as it comes into...
You know where Broad Hollow and Meadow Canyon intersect?
Right.
The water comes down Broad Hollow at such a rate that it won't make that turn, and it goes straight across the road.
Right.
Okay? And so if it's going straight across the road anyway, I'd like it to go straight across the road under the road. And then I'll fix that because I'm the biggest beneficiary of that, regardless. I mean, because no one else drives that road as much as I do. And because I'm the biggest beneficiary, I'll be more than happy.
Well, why don't you let the ranch buy the culvert?
Well, the ranch is going to buy another culvert. Because we got one just up the road. You guys need to take a quick ride and go up to the upper cabin.
We're hoping to do that.
But there is another washover north of Broad Hollow. There's a culvert there that's plugged, and I've got to take the backhoe down and dig it out. I've got to dig out the approach to it. And then I'll get in there with a shovel and clean it out. But the next crossover up needs a culvert in a desperate way. Because it washed across and it washed away some of the road. I mean, it's passable, no problem. But anyway, I'm going to make a run to Schultzen's probably this next week. To buy a couple
what,
of culverts.
What size are you buying?
Well, I was going to probably buy just a 1 footer for the one where it crosses across Meadow Canyon. Because if I can reconfigure that a little bit, most of all just send across the road and then some of it I'll send down. But the other one you guys will have to take a look at, that's probably going to take about a 16 incher would be my guess.
We need one at the Crawford Canyon. Where I picked that big washout?
Yes.
Sooner or later, if it didn't wash out again, it will.
The water did run across there. It's not as bad as it was. Your repair worked really well. Oh. And by the way, your repair down here between the cabins worked excellent. Most of the water is going around. But
we need a finish.
That was a
smooth up repair, but we're still getting a ton of water down through the...
I was thinking, though, for that, we should take some of these cement culverts out here, drop in there, make a big one that comes
under the irrigation
and ditch it, because it fills this pond right here.
Yeah.
But that's got to be reestablished a little bit. But if we did that, we'd never have to mess with that road again. And we have them sitting there.
We need a Kubota to do that.
Well, we're talking roads. I'm sure you probably have seen the emails, I don't know, last month or so, like by somebody was talking about, well,
my particular road has never been done. And I'll have to say my particular road has never been done either. And I was thinking about what would be the fair thing to do there. Because I'm sure a lot of people are saying, well, my particular road...
Well, that's not true. They're talking about gravel. That, we haven't graveled
up. Not even so. Gravel. I'm talking about grading.
Two years ago, every road on here was done.
This year, Slide Canyon hasn't been bladed.
Because I'll tell you what, I've got trees growing on my road.
Yeah, right.
And they haven't been there since, and they've been there since before I taught.
But they were graded.
Last year, every single road but one in Deer Springs Ranch was graded. It might not have taken out the trees in your road because it hadn't been graded before. But the only road that wasn't graded last year. And I can tell you this unequivocally because the very first day I got my new ATV and it had 3 miles on it, by the end of the day it had 103 miles on it. I drove every single road. The only road that didn't get graded was the one going to Ken's. When you make the turn off the Slide Canyon and you go up the steep hill and
so
you want
to
put on.
Getting into that though, there's other people that have concerns about it. Let me make my point and then you can counter. I was thinking that, you know, obviously we can't cover all the roads all the time every year. Well, why don't we have a plan that says this quadrant of roads we know we can do in this year, and then this in this year, and then everybody knows this section of roads, not the main roads, that we always have to maintain the main roads. I'm not talking about all the side roads that we do. This quadrant of roads we know we cover this year and next year, and then we just rotate through. Okay. And that way, by, you know, within whatever cycle we determine, you know, have our quadrants, you know, divided in 4, 5, 6, whatever, then we know at that period of time that road is redone.
Okay. Well, traditionally, every road's been done
just as a smooth
once a year.
Smooth up job.
On our side over there, a lot of those roads are rocky, and they've been instructed to lift the blade rather than drop the blade on those rocky roads, okay? Because when they do, all they end up doing is tearing up the grader, and they lift these huge rocks up out of the ground.
Some of it, to some degree, some parts of the road, they need to be redone. We need to add more material in there where it's, you got big rocks coming out of the ground. And so I'm sure I'm not the only one.
That's an active road that needs to be maintained.
Yeah.
And there should be, I mean, historically, Dustin, every road was maintained once during the year from whatever the winter did to it.
Yeah.
When we've had a year that didn't have a very difficult winter like this year, then we, you know, probably got a little bit sloppy on that because a lot of them were fairly passable anyway.
In general, the roads are better than
then
they were.
Then there should be, you know, an improvement project saying,
well,
you know, we're going to try to further this.
And I don't know what our plan is in place for that, but I can tell you, that's not the only person that's talked to me about this, and I'll tell you, even me personally, I'm on the board and I should be able to have a little section of road done.
In terms of bringing material over to the road, that's not going to happen unless you and I
buy it.
Okay, because that's what happened on Broad Hollow.
We need to have a road committee ourselves.
But I can tell you, I haven't seen it touched. I got trees growing in the road.
I'll tell you what.
So it's not over rocks either.
That's got to happen. Currently, the best operator on the ranch is Larry. He is an excellent grader, and he used his own personal machine for a long time. We got the grader running now, but if someone were to send me to gravel and road school and give me some education, I've operated a lot of heavy equipment, not a grader, but I can learn a grader. And if you schooled me and I learned from that, we'd have you and me, and I know Brent, and if we need to call upon Alan, but I mean, what we need to do is get a few operators so that between us, when time comes available, we just say, it's easy. You take the map and you say, we've done this one, and
right,
just move this way,
yeah,
and the next year you start on this side and move back.
We need to set it. Because we've had people that come in and say, I've had this thing for this long, and nobody's touched my road.
He will get the grease.
By the way, I drove up to Woolsey's, yes.
And I don't know about theirs
and
or whatever. But
actually, the road is fairly good until you get to his private road. His private road is his private road.
One of the things you guys got to remember about roads, and I've been working on them for 4 years now, is that We can run the grader. I had a guy last year. We ran the grader by his place. It was beautiful. Looked great. Unfortunately, from the time that we have run the grader till the time the next time he comes, we had a huge storm. And his...
Wiped it out.
They wiped out all the good work that had been done. Because all it takes is one storm. The rubber Steve's place up on top, surprisingly, is not in terrible condition, but needs the blade run across there.
Right.
Pipeline, that's gotten a little rough. But it's only gotten rough in the last little while. Metal Canyon, the last storm we had, and you guys had 1.4 inches in your rain gauge?
Mm-hmm. Well,
I had 1.6.
Yeah, and so we got about an inch and a half of rain here in this last storm.
All at once.
That can wipe out any good work that's been done. And Larry went through and did a lot of roads, okay? And one thing I can tell you, because I can speak for all the Broad Hollow people, you don't have to do anything Broad Hollow. We will take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
We will take care of the gravel. We'll take care of our own grading. We'll take care of our own ditching.
Yeah.
Don't. In fact, we prefer that you don't mess with it.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll take care of it. It will be passable.
I messed it up.
You did good.
I saw you chip the rock out of the little sock cut.
I had Alan Steed go in there. He owed me a favor, and he popped two huge boulders out of Broad Hollow. We no longer have water running across Broad Hollow. It runs down the ditch like it's supposed to. But if you want to get work done on your roads, you really seriously want to get work done on your roads, you need to form a road committee of your own in your little section and say, okay, look, we really need to do this. I don't think it's a bad idea to say, look, every fifth year, this gets really worked out.
I think a lot of people have the impression that when they're paying for the money, their maintenance fees, that they get some work done on the road.
There's name
roads. 5 or 10 years.
Part of that just doesn't cover gravel. And if we graveled over to our side, I figured the other day it would cost us about $175,000. To gravel all the way across over to our side and up to your place and up to my place and everywhere the gravel needs there. That's figuring it.
Even if you're getting the bad parts, because there's parts that are big washes. They look like a river.
You figure it's $100 for 100 feet.
So
that's just for hauling.
If we have our committee, if we set up our own committee over there, we could set up a fund and we can do it because we got 175 parcels over there.
You know what? I have noticed, just from the manager's point of view on the ranch, the most successful road maintenance happens with little coveys of people who are serviced by that.
Right.
You just get together. Broad Hollow's the best one. You got Joe McElroy,
Larry Murphy,
and Brent up there, and they said, you know what? It's nobody's problem but our own. And they've got a good road. They maintain it.
They bought
their own grader.
There's $4,000 in gravel that is on ranch roads. That $4,000 is not on my property at all. It's $4,000 on ranch roads. Larry Murphy has $4,000 on ranch roads. Joe McElroy's got $4,000 on ranch roads. Vance Green's got $4,000 on ranch roads.
Yeah, Vance did the road down there.
Yeah. But I think we could help organize some of those things with these road committee, and they could form almost a special improvement district, if you will, and say, everybody in Slide Canyon, if you want to put $1,000 each, we could do this major road improvement over there. And and I would say I feel there's an increasing amount of the membership that's main expectation for their budget each year is road maintenance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Before we even spend that, though, we need to have the ranch go ahead and apply for permission to put gravel on parts of that BLM road that goes across Broad Hollow. Because if you can't get down that one dirt stretch, then we can't get up and down our roads either.
No.
And I don't think our dues have been anything but to maintain accessibility. They haven't been to improve accessibility.
You know, the truth is, you know how they charge us for using their road every year? Shouldn't, in part of the fact that we have to pay them to use that road, they should have to give us permission to maintain it?
Yeah.
I think we have permission.
Because that's the issue going up. Actually, do we have the right?
We have permission to maintain it. What we have to do is we have to stay within the existing disturbance.
Right.
We can't maintain
it. What about
on the BLM headed up the slide where the Johnson guy fixed that road?
No, that area there, we have no access. repair access to. That is the county, and the county has to notify the BLM.
Yeah.
A week or 2 weeks in advance. Something.
I thought it was 30 days, but yeah. I can't remember what it is. See, but there is a legal notice required.
Right now, that's our alternate access. And I tell you right now, I hang that Jeep up coming out through Lower Slide Canyon right now.
Yeah. It's in bad shape. That road in
just one slot. Just one spot. But you got to make some equipment. Up
there needs to be a culvert. I think there's probably on that road. There's probably need to be five culverts.
But there won't ever be a culvert in there.
You know.
But so we just have to.
But I noticed, you know, the upper
best way to do it.
The upper way is so much nicer now. Yeah. Somebody's gone through and fixed that. That's all I take now is the upper road now because it's such in nice shape.
All that work that we paid Alan Key to do 2 years ago on the Upper Slide Canyon, that river's recourse down the road again.
I went up there 2 days or 3 days ago.
So,
But I think it's recourse because of these principles not being followed.
Yeah.
And I think that's something we got to do a better job at.
Actually, he actually moved the creek over, but it actually breached over the creek banks and diverted back down the road again. But we spent a lot of money. He cut probably, about 500 feet of new creek bed just so it wouldn't go down the road. And I
would like to say that even though we've spent a great deal of money on the Broad Hollow Road, everyone's welcome to use it. We won't call it a toll road.
Not yet.
Well,
let's. So maybe we needed
a report
to discuss at the.
I can't come up next board meeting.
At the official annual meetings, we need to bring up. We need to resurrect committees.
Yeah.
Right. And we need to call for some more volunteerism.
Right.
Yeah,
you gotta
get all these plans. Well, it's easy. We'll just take the next five complaints about roads and list their name as the new road committee. That will either subdue the complaints or it will provide the committee so we can't lose. You're number three.
Practically speaking, I think the idea of dividing the ranches by their areas and saying, you guys are the
that's
ones
already been done.
That's already been done, and in all actuality, there's also a five-year road plan that's been submitted.
Right.
But what I'm thinking is a person from each one of those districts being on the committee.
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and people agree to it. You know, face to face they agree to it. And it still doesn't happen.
So then if there's a complaint, we send it to that person who's representative for their
And
it isn't turned into a black hole.
And that person doesn't want to do anything.
I think the board has got to take a more... They cannot say, well, we've assigned these groups, and so we're going to turn a deaf ear to it.
Yeah, actually,
we still have the
I'm not saying that we shouldn't encourage all those efforts, but I think we have to... try to keep doing, and like Brent says, there's been a lot of great efforts already done that we just need to bring up. But since I've been on the board, for example, I don't recall discussing roads very much.
Yeah, I've been,
and so it just needs to be, I think, something that's
or provide. If we do things like provide incentives, we can say let's provide matching funds.
I've been the West Side coordinator.
We raise X amount of dollars, and the ranch puts in X amount. There's things to do. We need to create incentives for people to do that. Say this is a
reserves out.
There's a big thing. It's all the work that needs to be done on the roads. There's no way in the world that if we dedicated the entire ranch budget to it, that would ever happen. Yeah. Okay, and that's
why I was talking about over a period of time.
Yeah,
that is a
little bit here and there, and we did.
And that's what I was saying.
But at the same time,
I remember what the roads were 10 years ago, and we are so much better.
Well, the proceeds from the sale of two lots went entirely into to reestablishing roads. Okay, it went into culverts and it went into gravel, and that's all basically on one main road.
Yeah. And I helped put in 11 culverts over in Slide Canyon, and none of them benefited me.
I helped a little bit too.
Yeah, and I put culverts in north of Meadow Canyon, or north of Broad Hollow Turnoff. And
you did all Slide Canyon.
I did all Slide Canyon, and so all of these things are, you got to have an appreciation for the roads. And the people, you know, all I, you know, when I hear complaints about the roads, I just come right around with me for a little while. I have 6,800 miles on that new ATV. Over 5,000 of those miles are done doing ranch work, you know, going around Deer Springs Ranch. Now, I'd like to know how many people put that many miles in 1 year on an ATV in the same exact spot. And I'm not just sitting there with the wheels jacked up, you know, revving it up. So, I mean, if people want it, they need to jump in. But Dirk's right. You need to, you, when the new board comes in, they need to reestablish one person on the board over roads. And that person needs to coordinate everybody. Honestly. I'm not disagreeing with anything you've said. I'm just saying that.
Yeah.